Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Station, our man Joe Davidson in the Sacramento Bee with us. Kind enough to join us as he does very regularly here on Dealing with KC. And, man, we've got a lot to discuss. Joe D., lots of high school stuff to talk about. I want to get there, but can we talk about this Sac State, Pac-12, Mountain West, this potential massive change that could be coming the way of the Sac State Hornets?
Yeah, it's good to join you guys, as always. And there are some moving parts over at Sacramento State, and I think it's exciting. I appreciate and applaud the ambition, but then there's this dose of reality. So what's going on is the Pac-12, as we all know, splintered and fell apart because all the other teams except for Oregon State and Washington State bolted for other conferences because money talks and TV revenue saves programs and visibility and all that. And so now the Pac-12 has two teams, Oregon State, Washington State, needs to have eight members to be an NCAA conference. And so last week it was released by the Pac-12 that the following schools were going to join the Pac-12 starting in the fall of 2026. Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State. So it's all these state. So what about Sacramento State? If Sacramento State were to join this conference, it would suddenly and immediately be the largest media market with all those schools we just mentioned in Oregon State and Washington State. But where's the money going to come from? And so there's a local movement with local elected officials called the Sac-12, playing off the words of the Pac-12. And they've made it known that they want to get Sacramento State into the Pac-12 starting in 2026. And then today that firm released more, saying that they've secured some $50 million in name, image, and likeness commitment for the first 10 years in the Pac-12. There's been funding secure to ensure that the football stadium gets upgrades. That'll be needed. The basketball arena most certainly needs an upgrade. It's the worst basketball facility in all of Division I college athletics. And they're also trying to ensure that there's going to be at least 15,000 people at the remaining Sac State football games. I'd like to see it. My point being, if this city wants to back Sacramento State in athletics in a move, then they need to start coming out and selling out. And we've talked about this before. I can understand why there's great appeal to Sac State football, local coaches, local players, FCS highly ranked, three-time Big Sky champion since 2019, all kinds of good things. But home games against Nichols last week and Eastern Washington coming up, Weber State coming up, Portland State coming up, there's not a lot of name recognition to kind of sell out, I think, for the general fan. But we see the same thing down at Cal and Stanford, San Jose State. They don't sell out. They only come close. So I don't know if college football is a hard sell in Northern California. Sac State's, does just fine in the Big Sky. So we'll see. I think it's ambition. I think it's a great idea. The Sac State people are not talking about it. Not yet. They put out a general statement. Somebody tried to ask the Sac State football coaches after the Nichols opener the other night, won by the Hornets, and Brian Berger, the public information officer and part of the athletic department for years, said, we're not talking about that here. I can understand that. At some point, I'm going to get people to talk to see if they want to do it. Obviously, they're all on the same page. They want ambition and all that. So can it work? I think it can, But certainly the Pac-12 is going to look around too. Not going to just look at Sac State. Could be Hawaii. Could be San Jose State. Could be all kinds of things. Or maybe Sac State goes into a different conference. Maybe joins, fills the void of Fresno State, San Diego State, and Boise State.
Yeah. A number of different things here, Joe, man. That's great information. Me personally, I've said that I love them going after trying to get into the Pac-12 and make sure they're ready to get into the Pac-12, even if it is a little bit of a long shot for that, because it's one of those things where if you shoot for the – what they say, you shoot for the stars, because if you miss and fall in the clouds, you're still getting somewhere. I think the clouds in this situation will be the Mountain West Conference. And I think if they're really pushing – to be an FBS school and to get into that level, I think they could get to a mid-major level. Pac-12 is a little ambitious. I don't know if they can necessarily get there, but I think they can get into the the Mountain West and take the place of those four schools that you talked about. The one thing that I want to know, and you've seen every argument and push, you know, to upgrade Sac State. Over the years, a lot of the times it's always been they don't have the donor money, they don't have the booster money to be able to do something like this. It feels like, I don't know, that's why I'm asking you, is this the first time it's gone outside of that and potentially been a citywide effort to help Sac State?
There's been Sacramento State used to have what was called the Stinger Foundation, led by alums, and that was in the 1980s and 1990s, trying to raise interest, raise funds. Sacramento State became a scholarship football program in 1985 or so, some 40 years ago. There was a push to help that happen. There's been a push to save football at Sac State and UC Davis. They were both on the chopping block some 30 years ago. People forget. We lost a lot of college football teams across the state. But this is the first time I've seen local government officials involved in this. And you know, I've been to Fresno State football stadium. I've been to Boise State stadium. I've been to University of Oregon football stadium. And they're just stunning facilities and fortresses, and a lot of it's from deep pocketed donors. Sacramento State has tried to reach out for an alum who's got money to burn. You see a nice facilities over UC Davis, and you know, how can I have smaller cities have this happening? Well, where are the deep pocketed donors? The phone lines are open at Sacramento State if somebody wants to step forward. And like we touched on earlier, guys, you got to have a basketball arena that's better than what's there now, and got to upgrade the football stadium to even be in the argument. And that's going to be stuff that's got to be done quickly, you know. And so Sac State's not going to lose a conference if it doesn't join the Pac-12 or maybe the Mountain West. But I think Sac State's going to be ready in a lot of sports. I think football could make a nice transition from FCS to FBS. Baseball's already proven under Coach Reggie Christensen that it can win conference championships and be an NCAA. Mm-hmm. Women's basketball a couple of years ago won the Big Sky tournament and played in the NCAA for the first time. Gymnastics, women's volleyball, track and field men and women, have softball, have all done well. Mm-hmm. So Sacramento State's looking to get some kind of conference at some point, because at current, guys, Sacramento State's 21 athletic programs play in three or four different conferences. And so it's kind of a mismatch. And so, you know, it's exciting to see for Sacramento State people that there's discussion. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of years where there hasn't been much discussion at all.
Yeah. Joe, am I reading this wrong? You don't sound too sure about this idea.
Well, it's a fair take, Damian. I just think if they could get those facilities going, then they have a shot. But I kind of agree with Kenny that Mountain West might be more feasible. There's discussion, well, what about having Stanford and Cal come out of the ACC and join the reconfigured Pac-12? I'm not so sure Stanford alums want to be in a collection with a bunch of state schools. And maybe there's some snobbiness to that. But, you know, we'll see. But I think it's great that Sac State is the outside of the.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campus firm is pushing on this and reaching out to the media and getting people to talk about it. So let's see the fans start showing up. Sac State football's on the road this week, and then on the 28th at Northern Arizona, and then they have 1, 2, 3 of the next 4 at home. Come out and see what they can do. You know, I don't want to get on here and say, oh, this is going to happen. It's a great thing. You know, let's go. There's just so many things that have to happen. San Diego State doesn't have to upgrade its football stadium or basketball arena as an addition to the Pac-12. Neither does Fresno State. Neither does Boise State. Neither does Colorado State. Mm-hmm. So those teams, those schools are more ready to join the Pac-12 than Sac State is.
Absolutely. A couple other things. I've been you know, reading up on this and reading your article and others as well about this. The interesting thing that they do have going for them, if they can get the other things going, is that media market thing, where they would instantly be the biggest media market in a conference that's trying to reestablish themselves. They're going to need that. Like, having Boise State in there is good, but that's not going to get you the media coverage necessarily that you need. So that's an issue. One thing against that for Sac State is I heard the Pac-12, and this actually makes sense. Like, we always get frustrated with the ACC having Stanford and Cal and all this other stuff. But when it's put to me this way and just understanding the dynamics of college football, it makes sense. They said the Pac-12 may look for a Tulane or a Memphis to join, and the thought is they need or they want a Pac-12 game in every time slot. So you get one in 9 a.m.
Exactly right. Could be in Texas and other states.
Yeah, you get one. You get the late games, and that actually makes sense. Like, that's the way college football is now. That's the way you got to play. Absolutely, you go across to the East Coast or maybe in the South and make sure you have a game in that 9 a.m. time slot. And that would be where they, like Sac State, kind of wouldn't fit, because they're not just looking at the West Coast. They're trying to go all across the country, and it makes sense.
I agree. And you know, the Pac-12 and its new commissioner, and they're based in the Bay Area, is going to look – they're going to have all kinds of schools looking. Mm-hmm. We know Sacramento State's interested because they have a firm that's reached out to say that, but this could be happening across the country. And I don't know, you know, Sac State, so the Pac-12 only needs to get to 8 teams minimum. They could add 3, 4, 5, 6 more. Mm-hmm. You know, how many, you know, with the Big Ten and some of these conferences that have 10 teams, but there's actually 18 teams. So, it's just, you know, if you think about Sac State, really has come to power in football in 2019 Andy Thompson was hired as the defensive coordinator, Troy Taylor, the head coach. Now Troy's down at Stanford. Andy's the head coach now. So football can make that transition. Basketball can do better things. We've all seen the Nest. It's a nice, cozy little gym at Sacramento State. But it needs to be a significant upgrade. And what happens when you get better facilities? You have recruits who might be more inclined to say, geez, this looks really nice. Mm-hmm. And they'll go. President Luke Wood, very spirited leader for Sacramento State, showed me the gym last year with their plans to get a new arena on campus or inside one of the buildings. And I ribbed him a little bit and I said, hey, you know, but it looks good with this fresh new green paint. He goes, you can't put lipstick on a pig. And so I know he's ambitious about it. And, you know, it'll be real curious to see what happens a year from now. Yeah. And where are we on these things? And if nothing does happen, then Sac State is fine in the Big Sky Football Conference, certainly. But there's not big television revenue there. And I think Sacramento State's probably the largest media market in that, for sure, in that conference. Davis is part of that. UC Davis is as well. And meanwhile, we're not sure what UC Davis wants to do. Rocco DeLuca, the athletic director for the Aggies, had I'm not sure it's a meme, but he had an image on his social media last week without any comments after the Pac-12 announced additions. And he had an image on his social media that he posted of UC Davis's football stadium suddenly bigger and expanded. Mm-hmm. And so maybe he's saying, yeah, we'd like to be. I think they're going to certainly listen to that call if it comes that way.
And real quick, I'm glad you brought up President Luke Wood, because that's another factor in this. Once again, you would know better than I would, but it feels like he's the first school president in my lifetime at Sac State that looks at athletics as a priority and moving forward with athletics as a priority. Or I know before they had that too, but now he's taken over and he's trying to elevate that a little bit. And he does a lot of great things outside of athletics. But it almost feels like he looks at this could be my legacy, you know, being able to elevate this school to another level with the athletics.
Oh, I agree. And Luke Wood is an alum of the school. He's a younger president. He's certainly on the fast track. I think Sac State's going to have to work hard to keep this guy. I think there's going to be some schools that are going to look at this guy's energy and his spirit and his ability to connect students and be out in the public. He's going to be a fine addition somewhere else. But like you said, Casey, maybe there's something to build here. Same with the athletic director, Mark Orr. Mm-hmm. He's a native son. He went to Christian Brothers High of Sacramento, and he's been the athletic director for the last few years. And so they're wired to be ambitious, and there's no president in this state, maybe in all of college athletics, for any university really, rather, that boxes. Luke Wood, President Wood, gets out there and boxes. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's kind of speaks of his spirit for that school.
Yeah. You ready to switch? Because we got a 1-2.
We do.
My boys got a 1-2 this weekend. Whoa. Folsom and Rockland, Joe D.
Great high school football season so far. We're 1 month in. Our number one team in Sacramento Bees, the Folsom Bulldogs, since forever, pretty much every week since 2012, except for a few here and there. So they've been the juggernaut. We've talked about them. They have a loss earlier this season to Sarah of San Mateo on a last-second field goal. I think it helped humble the Folsom Bulldogs. They're kids. They're excitable. Sometimes the coaches feel like they got to reel them in, and sometimes you got to get knocked down to get back up. And, the Rockland Thunder come in unbeaten, superbly coached, strong in the trenches. They have a 6'6", 325-pound tackle named Garrison Blank. Phil's a door friend. He's going to UCLA. And Ryder Lyons of the quarterback star for Folsom is as fine of a quarterback as I've ever seen around here. Tremendous footwork, capability. Don't want to overshoot things, but I think this guy's going to be an NFL player. He's only a junior now in high school. It's going to be a terrific game. I'm looking forward to it. And, Folsom is probably favored at home, more experience, but both defending section champions. But don't be surprised if Rockland goes in there and wins.
Won't.
That's a program that beat him in 2021.
That's good. I love the 1-2 matchups, man. And Rockland gonna be ready to play. Rockland is going to be ready to play. I'm confident in that. When you talked about the big game that's going down, I thought you were talking about Kennedy versus McClatchy, because that's
Let's talk about that. The Sacramento City Unified School District programs there. There was these schools need each other. They've been rivals since Kennedy High opened in Greenhaven, I think, in 1965, 66, 67 through there. So they've been rivals. There's been a couple of years, I think, the series didn't play. They were worried about people getting out of control, not usually the players, but sometimes the outside influences. Mm-hmm. But these are two academic powerhouse schools that need better football fortunes, and they need more players and more interest. And but that'll be a good game. There'll be alumni going out there, and apparently Kenny might be out there signing autographs.
I might pull up. Is that Hughes Stadium? You know, that's home right there, so I might have to pull up.
Nobody plays in a better venue than Hughes Stadium.
Well, speaking of, though, in all seriousness, I always marvel at how cool the Holy Bowl is. And it's really cool because I think, like you said, they're getting like 10, 12,000 in Hughes Stadium for that game, and it's not just Jesuit and Christian Brothers alumni. Like, over the years, I've seen kids from different schools like, oh, man, I'm going to the Holy Bowl. Like, they go to Franklin High School, and they're like, I'm going to the Holy Bowl. Like, the city really kind of turns out for that game on a Saturday night the way they do, and they had another edition this past week. I thought it was pretty cool.
They sure did, and Jesuit and Christian Brothers, they started that series in 1969. They play it on Saturdays so they could get more people out there. They've had crowds up to 18,000 out there. That's just incredible. But here's what's weird about this series, or just remarkable, is it took years to get that series going. Jesuit opened in 1963. Christian Brothers been around since the turn of the century and the last one. And they, the administrators for both schools in the mid-60s thought, no, a football rivalry is going to be too intense and it'll take away the concentration that they need to be good students. Are you kidding? A good football rivalry is a great thing. Nobody talks like that now. But back then, you know, it took a while to get it going. They didn't want it to get out of control. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of De La Salle, the football superpower down there in Contra Costa County. That school opened in the 60s, late mid-60s, and it took like 8 years to get football going because they worried – at that school district that football would be taken too seriously. And then it became a great identifier for that campus. Mm-hmm. Nobody says that now. I mean, you can imagine opening a new high school and saying, maybe football's just not going to be, you know, people are going to take it too seriously. They take it serious. It means something. You see the rooting sections and the fans and all that. So, you know, that's good to see.
Yeah.
Intercom's still a top squad.
Yes. Intercom's only loss was by a touchdown a couple weeks ago. Excuse me, to Grant, playing Friday at Christian Brothers. Ricky Cole is a perfect example of a high school player who does everything right. He's a quarterback. He's a fine student, makes all the throws. He's worth watching. He's worth following. And Luke Alexander is another one at Grant. They do all these great things. Well, where's the recruiting interest? They can't all get offers. Mm-hmm. There are tens of thousands of high school kids in America trying to get hundreds of scholarships, which is why the junior college rosters are so stacked, or the small colleges, or the Division II. And I always say, we talked about this before, guys, go where it fits. Don't mm-hmm. go where your friends want you to go. You go where it fits. It's like applying for a job. And if that's the JUCO route or small college or something, go for it. Everybody wants to play at Cal and Sac State or Michigan or something, but the reality shows that that's not reality.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Joe.
You the man.
Great stuff,
he's
as always.
Man.
Yeah. When Joe was reserved,
I proudly wear the fact I'm going to Sac State football practice today, and I will be wearing my green on the campus, that champion's green. Go.
Tell Coach Thompson what's happening.
Is there a dollar sign on the back of this?
No, Joe. There's not a dollar sign.
Look, you guys are looking. Joe, said, what did he
do? Joe, tell Coach Thompson I need field access for the next game, man. I need to be down there on the field, man. And I mean,
we'll
that's how I like to watch the game.
We'll take care of you.
Yeah.
And you know how you can get somebody's attention, go streaking across the middle. There's Kenny Kelly. That's going to go viral.
Be carrying me out like Cuba Gooding. I don't want that.
Then your mother would leave you a text. We need to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get in trouble just for saying that. Appreciate you, Joe.
Take care.
Thanks,
Joe.
Guys.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.